Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbabrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can give us a call and add to the conversation on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text or other 0457140550 or a Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this deadly country of ours, welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob. Now, with this climate that we're living in, we're talking the COVID-19, crucial accessibility measures for vulnerable still lacking support during the COVID-19 and lack of attention and care for our vulnerable communities during this public health crisis, and how organisations can be better equipped to support them and everyone. We are facing unprecedented challenge with COVID-19 as we go through this pandemic. Our vulnerable communities need support more than ever. However, vulnerable communities, including the elderly and people living with disability or with poor mental and or physical health, are still being neglected. We're going to catch up a yarn with Dr. Manisha Amin on the line. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
Good day, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Why? Because is this the fact of lack of attention is care for vulnerable communities during this public crisis? What do you reckon that's the case?
Look, I think sometimes we forget people who, there's always people left on the edges, right? So I think even when there's no COVID, sometimes we think of mainstream or we think of people who are just like us. And so I think that at this point, it's really important for everyone in Australia to think about people who might be having lives that are different to theirs. And a lot of those people are often very vulnerable when it comes to something like this. You know, sometimes people can't hear very well, or sometimes people live on their own,
sure,
with their family. All of those things that we might not be expecting.
So I think we suppose we got to work with in human thought, passion, feeling, empathy. When you're talking about well, the government's laying down the laws and stay at home, what have you? Well, just check on your neighbours. What you're talking about, aren't you?
Exactly, that's it. So we've seen some beautiful stuff, and we'd love to hear from the listeners at some point as well in terms of some of the stuff they're doing. So, you know, when it comes to checking on neighbours, I've heard of groups where, you know, my mum and dad, for instance, they're pretty old. Instead of them actually meeting with their neighbours, they're actually having a cup of tea in front of their house.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They can sometimes yell across, but they can still see each other, but they're not actually going into each other's houses.
Well, you can talk from the fence or underneath the tree while they're on the balcony sort of thing and have a conversation and yarn.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. And they're meeting up at like 3 o'clock, which is their tea time, and it means that everyone knows everyone's around.
Yes.
It also means that if there's something that they can share or something they need, they can get hold of it. Certainly, especially up where you are as well, I mean, there will be people who need to travel a fair way just to get their shopping done, right? Like, it's not necessary. Everyone doesn't necessarily live with a corner shop or a Woolworths around the corner from them.
Well, exactly.
That's how we work as a community to get the stuff we need to get done.
Well, help thy neighbour. That's what the old phrase is, isn't it? You there, Doctor? Hello?
Yes.
Hello? You there? Can you hear me? Dr. Manisha.
I think I might have lost you.
Yeah, you have. Dr. Manisha Amin, her name is, CEO for Centres of Inclusive Design, and we're talking about the lack of attention and care for vulnerable communities during this public health crisis and how organisations can be better equipped to support them, and everyone can do their bit by supporting them, like Doctor was alluding to, just having a conversation with your next-door neighbour through the fence, you know, underneath the tree, and they're on the balcony having a cup of tea, and you can still converse and help and find out. And if you're going in the store and to buy your groceries, look, is there anything I can do for you? Yeah, just reaching out and helping out and supporting the best way we can, helping thy neighbour. We'll just check and see if we've got Dr. Manisha on the line. Dr. Manisha, you there? Hello? Dr. Manisha? No. We'll try and get her back, but look, very important conversations going on. We're living in a world that is completely changed, spun on its head, the other side of the coin, so to speak. We are living in uncharted water, so to speak, in how we operate and how we live our lives at this point in time. So we all need to do our bits in supporting each other and helping each other, but also keeping to the rules, keep washing your hands constantly, 1.5 metres away from the next person, cough into your sleeve or your arm, if not a tissue, and discard the tissue when you finish with it. All that sort of stuff is what we need to do and adhere by the rules. If we want to cut this virus down, we need to have contact with other humans, so to speak. We'll try again with Dr. Manisha Amon there. You there, Doctor?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, sorry.
Do we blame the COVID for the phone?
I think so, you know, because we're trying to attack this invisible enemy. It can hear us talking and how we can counteract it, and it's acting up on the technology of telephones.
Exactly.
So, look, you make some very important points there. Look, just the thought of a conversation with your next-door neighbour, if you're going down to the store, just pop in and ask the question. And we're talking about the vulnerable community here, the people who are disabled or elderly, mental or physical health there. That's what we're talking about, is doing our bit.
Yeah, the other people to think about are also homeless people, because we're noticing that a lot of the food trucks, etc., aren't going through. People are hoarding food. It means that sometimes people who are on the streets can't actually access food.
Okay. See, and look, as you mentioned that, I never even thought of the homeless, and my heart goes out to the homeless, but there's a prime example that we tend to focus on what's happening in front of us, but just outside the circle, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's the thing. It's very, we all want to care for everybody. We know
we do.
That as a community.
Yes.
But when the media focuses just on one area or one group, often other groups, there's an impact somewhere else.
There is. Look, a very important conversation. Thank you for shedding light on the situation there. Dr. Manish, you take care of yourself and you and your family, and all the best, and we'll talk soon.
I will to you and yours as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So Dr. Manisha Amon, her name is, CEO of Centre for Inclusive Design. Inclusive design, inclusive in regarding including your next-door neighbour, having conversations, reaching out. That's what it's all about. And also the homeless as well, as Dr. Manisha did allude to. And I myself didn't even think of that. But look, my hearts and thoughts going out to loved ones out there and who are homeless, but also keep in mind elderly people living with disability and all poor mental and physical health as well. So let's not neglect them. Reach out and help and support. You can have your say by supporting this conversation here at National Talk Black. Add to the conversation. That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, a voice, a tool for a people, so do utilise it. 1-800-422-416. I want to hear from you. Too deadly.
My people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting. We
Yeah, my people, Chris Phillips here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Give me a call, have your say, 1-800-422-416. Yarnum with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're based at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM, Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go via NERS, National Jews Radio Service. All right, now, mental health effects of COVID-19 self-isolation. We're going to have a chat now with Professor Jayarshi Kulkarni, Director of Monash Alfred, Psychiatry Research Centre, Head Central Clinic School, Department of Psychiatry, on the line. Professor, good morning. How are you? Hello, Professor, you there? No, lost Professor. We'll try and get her back. Professor Jayashri Kulkarni, and going to chat about mental health and how it's affecting COVID-19. Self-isolation is what we're talking about there, and that's always that came to my mind as well in regarding people being at home by themselves or isolation, and, you know, it's... you got some people, well, we need people around us, and if you've got no one around you, it can affect different people at, in different ways. So that's a conversation that we need to have, and we'll have that very soon with Professor Jayarshi Kulkarni is her name. So stay tuned. Your daily program, BBM 98.7 FM, 1-800-422-416.
Have you ever tried to quit the smokes? For most of us, it's not a one-time thing. It's a journey where you quit and you quit again. And you think, every dollar I spend on cigarettes, I could be spending on something better. Or, my health improves the minute I quit. Visit Quit HQ to get all the tools to start your journey. Quit today, for you and for your family. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422
416. Traveling in a brand new Tropic on a beanie trailer full of stories. I met a strange style, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me my man. From a land down under, where dollars smile and meaning thunder. Can you hear, can you hear that thunder? You better run, you better take cover. Buying bread from a man in the wind. He was 6'4", Nagi Muke. I said you speak in my language.
Yeah, two daily track, Down Under, Nebelik Band, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Give me a call, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live from First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. Now, like I said, mental health effects of COVID-19, self-isolation. We're going to catch up with Yana with Professor Jayarshi Kulkarni, Director of Monash Alfred, Psychiatry Research Centre, Head Central Clinic School, Department of Psychiatry on the line. Professor, good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So with the climate we're living in, COVID-19, self-isolation is what the law has been handed down. But look, it could affect our mental health. Yes? Please explain.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're still sort of trying to find our way through this, but it certainly does affect mental health. We are a freedom-loving people, and we're very used to the wide open spaces and just being able to do our thing, and all of a sudden, of course, for public health, safety, infection control, we can't. So some of the things that have happened is people describe themselves going stir crazy, or say that they feel like they've got cabinet fever because they're stuck in small rooms, especially difficult if it is a small room. But there are some things that we would suggest that people do.
Sure.
If you are in isolation and you're in a house or in an apartment or whatever, you need to set up a few things for yourself, like obviously communicating via computer networks, via telephone is really critical.
Yes.
So make sure you've got communication going on. The other thing is also to be very important to have routines. it can be really difficult if you're stuck in isolation and feel like you just can't do anything, that you might just sort of lie down and do nothing, and that's difficult. That'll make you feel even worse.
Sure.
So set up routines, get up out of bed, have a shower or get cleaned up, get dressed, set specific times for meals so that you don't lose a day-night tracker.
Okay.
So that some people have said, you know, it's really important that you set your body clock so you don't go to sleep in the middle of the day and then you'll wreck your nighttime pattern.
Mm.
That's really, really important to do that. Exercise, really critical. And I know it's really difficult in a small space, but anything you can do, just to walk around, to carry small weights, do sit-ups, do those sorts of things on a regular basis, several times during the day, because it keeps your muscles in condition. It keeps
it's a form of entertainment
active
as well, isn't it? Professor.
It is.
Yes.
It is. I mean, there's some weird and wonderful exercises that you can do, and but don't hurt yourself. But anything that will help. The other thing is, it can be a bit of a temptation to just watch TV, you know, absorb one program after another after another. But you need to do more than that. You know, that's not going to be particularly mentally stimulating. It's good to turn off for a while.
Sure.
But try and think of other things that you can do. This is where writing, painting, music, whatever your bent is, it's really important to encourage those other mental activities. Distraction is also important. Yes, we all need to be well informed about what's going on, but there comes a time when there's information overload.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the things we suggest is try to break down the issues to really take in one day at a time, or breaking down the problem to small bite-sized things that you need to worry about. So, you know, yes, we know that the globe is in pandemic mode,
mm-hmm.
but is that going to really help you to be frantically worrying about what's going on in the rest of the world at this point? It's really important that you focus on your own backyard and think about
focus on your own space, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, we're not concerned, and of course we are, about what's going on, but it can overwhelm people
yes.
if they start to really freak out about absolutely everything.
Mm.
And again, I say bring it back down to bite-sized worries. Think about you and what you're going to do now, what you're going to do next day, but try not to project too far forward into the future, because that can then make you feel overwhelmed as well.
So probably a day at a time, inch by inch, it's essentially
you're
saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Any crisis, we need to think about breaking down the crisis from a big, uncontrollable thing
yes.
into smaller, bite-sized, manageable things, and individualise it as well.
Look, it seems so simple when you put it like that, but that's what it is. We've got to keep it simple. Hey, kiss. Keep it simple, spunky. That's a positive way of saying it.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you very much for sharing, Professor. Listen, all the best to you and your family. Take care, and all the best, and we'll be talking soon.
Thank you so much. Stay well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's Professor Jayreshi Kulkarni, her name is, Director of Monash Alfred Psychiatry Research Centre, Head Central Clinic School, Department of Psychiatry. So knows what she's talking about regarding mental health, but she looks at the simple things in life, and that's what it's all about. Sometimes we turn a molehill into a mountain, and it's about just keeping it all simple, being in control of what you can be in control of. Do not worry about things you cannot control, and have that routine about it as well. You know, I mean, you make sure you're having your three meals a day. Look, don't sit there watching TV all day, watch a movie, then get up and do some activity, whether you're mowing the lawn or, you know, wiping down the benches or whatever the case may be, doing the washing, then go back and watch a movie. And if you're watching an army movie, then go back watching a love movie. I don't know, just vary the thought pattern so your mind is taken in different consideration as well regarding conversations. All right, you're my bad to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with Baldy on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Going to catch up now with the guys from Edmonton Police, I believe. Yes, good morning.
Hey, how are you, Trevor?
Hey, good. Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay, how are you?
Very well today, thank you.
Yeah, that's why you're not in the studio, because we're doing the 1.5 metres away from each other, eh, brother?
We at least have that today. That's a good thing.
You're on the phone. So a topic today with the Which Way Yarning, which is proudly sponsored by Pocone IGA. Give us a box of fruit here once a week for a school-based traineeship. What's our topic today, Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay?
Look, it's a topic everywhere. We're talking about COVID-19 and our response for the Indigenous communities in the north.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so You know, obviously, you know, that's going to have a... COVID-19 is expected to have major impacts on Indigenous communities.
Yes.
And that is purely a health assessment. And, you know, that's because of the high rate of existing health issues, respiratory, heart disease, diabetes, but it also includes isolation of communities.
Mm.
You know, a lack of resources in the north in particular, and the interconnectedness of Indigenous communities. You know, we all know that, you know, where someone lives in one community, they have relations in other communities.
They do.
Well, you know, and visit regularly. So, you know, that's an important part of their life, you know. So, so that's why we're taking this response fairly seriously. We've got 20 remote Indigenous communities across Queensland, and they're policed by 17 policing divisions. So all of us are involved with planning for this health response.
Well, this is where we all got to come together, don't we? Like I said, we're living in uncharted waters, a different world we're living in as we did 12 months ago, so to speak.
Yeah, look, even I'm thinking 2 weeks ago, Trevor,
yes.
Things have changed so crazily fast, and you know, and a lot of work has gone into the operations within local government, but we can't do that without the community support.
Mm. Well, exactly, you know, and the new rules have been laid down in regarding, you know, staying home, 1.5 metres away from each other, you know, washing hair constantly, coughing into your sleeves or a tissue, then you disregard the tissue. We need to do those sort of things, you know, so it keeps normality, and then we all virtually sing the same song in regard to the rules that are at the table.
That's right, yeah, and look, this one here, we're in it for the long term too. That's the frightening part, is that, you know, I mean, our disaster management groups have been enacted. You know, the Queensland government has declared a disaster situation.
Mm.
We're normally used to planning for a cyclone or
sure.
an event like that, you know, and look, they still take a number of months, but the event itself, it comes and it goes, and you know, and then we clean up and we get on with lives. But this one here appears to
go be around for a while.
Long-term. Yeah,
exactly.
And that's where we're working with our local mayors and CEOs to look after the community's safety. And part of that, obviously, is to restrict access to communities.
Yes.
And there lies our barriers. You know, we've got communities. That are located up in the Cape, that each and every year they have their annual wet season, and they're very used to isolating themselves because that happens. So
true, good point.
Yeah, so they have their supplies, and you know, their local disaster management groups are well prepared for something like this. Obviously, some of those communities welcome the isolation and the restriction of travel. Then we'll come to other communities that are closer to cities, and that makes it much more difficult because their local community members
aren't used to it.
That's right. Their lifestyle surrounds being able to get across to their city, whether that's a short driving distance away. You know, some of these communities, it's towns are walking distance away from them. So that makes it much more harder to say to these people, look, we are looking at restricting your movement, you know. So,
sure, exactly.
So they're the barriers that we're coming up against. We're obviously still working with those communities.
Mm.
You know, our police commissioner, Katarina Carroll, she's instructed Queensland Police to honour, you know, the compassionate, commutative and compliance.
Mm-hmm.
With how we deal with these restrictions, because we are, you know, applying legislation under the Public Health Act, so you know we're at some stage, I suppose, some people's movement may be restricted, and that's always not going to sit well with everyone.
Sure, exactly. But we're all in the same boat, you know what I mean? So we just need to be calm about the whole situation.
Yeah, that's right. And also keep in mind, you know, this, what's happening is certainly no one's fault.
Exactly.
Certainly no one's fault. You know, this is a pandemic originating from China. So well beyond our controls to probably have prevented what's actually happened.
Mm.
Like you say, the message is out there. You know, we do need to social distance. We do need to wash our hands and look after our hygiene. You know, this is impacting, you know, all Australians, not just in Indigenous communities.
Of course.
You know, we watched our Prime Minister last night, imposing more restrictions on the community. And when we look at imposing restrictions on things like funerals, they're hard decisions to make.
Of course.
So, you know, I don't think government at all are making these decisions quickly and not without acknowledging that they are affecting everyone's lives.
Exactly. So, Virtue, we're going to be in, how you say, uncharted waters. We're going to be living uncomfortable lives, but we just need to, you know, bite the bullet and roll with it and support each other.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, and that's the thing. Look at the positives out of this, if you can find positives.
Yes.
You know, and look, with the isolation, hopefully we are spending more family time. You know,
exactly.
Some of these communities are going to connect back to country probably better than they would have. Who knows? Your children may not be spending more time on devices, you know, and we may look at even some more traditional ways of gathering our food and that, you know. So, look, there may be some positives that come out of this, but from a Queensland Police perspective, you know, we're interested in looking after the health of our Indigenous communities and making sure that they're not actually going to succumb to some of the terrible effects of this pandemic.
Yes. Very important message there. Thank you very much, Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay from Edmonton Police. A big shout out to your crew there, and you take care of yourself and your family, my friend.
All right. Good on you. Thank you, Trevor.
All the best. Take care, mate. Bye-bye.
See you, mate. Bye.
Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay for our program Which Way Yarning, the segment is called, and where we have a conversation with the Edmonton Police, and his topic there about talking about our First Nation people and communities and where they're living, and be in touch with them and communicate via social media as Cape York is closed off to outsiders. So we need to do what we can do to keep in touch with our family. And like I said, uncharted waters, living in a different world as we did, you know, even 6 months ago. So we need to take on board the new rules that apply, and we're all doing it together. So we need to stay calm and be patient with it all. And we're in for a rocky road, so to speak, but do what you need to do to keep normality about your life. Have your say, your mob. Have your yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416 with the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trevor Murray from Nakari. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumper Group Media, 98.7 FM. Go via NERS, National News Radio Service.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
It's a brand new day, such a special place. What a feeling now, but I don't know why. What a feeling, feeling, feeling. What a feeling now, but I don't know why. What a feeling, feeling, feeling. Now I'm standing on the hill, reflections on the water.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
I'm driving out to home to see my family, and I'm wondering if this old car will make it gradually. Dust and the heat is really killing me. Haven't been up this way in years. There's a sign saying we're close, and with my time I'll make the most and spend my time with my family. We'll go out where we should be.
Yeah, very important subject there. Family. Warren H. Williams, love your family, mob, especially in these times. Have your say on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Got it on the line. Someone, good morning.
Morning, yeah, brother. Yeah, I rang a bit early. I was here in Woodchop and I brought my daughter over.
Yes.
And while I was in there, hanging out with the lady, love, she's telling the flip side of coronavirus, brother. On Monday, me and my children, we were devastated, brother. We got it, brother, because of the coronavirus had impacted on us. They cancelled home and away, brother.
What's that, sorry?
They cancelled home and away. We were devastated, brother. And I'm better electricity the editor in this year, brother. It was to and fro, especially always having to go at Danny O'Shane, and this time Danny O'Shane, he answered the letter. Nobody could answer it, brother. There's also an NRTV program called Yakai, brother.
Yakai?
Yakai, yeah, AFL program called Yakai. But anyway, this backpacker, that Bush brother, he decided to use a stinging people for toilet paper.
No, you don't.
And he must have yakai, brother, but anyway.
He must have yakai.
All them letters to the editor, they were. And I was reading them, I thought reading all them, but they think Germany for a stinging tree. And the last letter I read, nobody could answer, it was Daniel Shane. And what I read, that was the marine biologist, brother, but he was on the money there, brother, that. We did struggle with a stinging tree, and that was really good, brother. One of the things about this, I hate to talk to Sergeant Ben Delaye, always look on the bright side, brother. They want no slide rogan, eh, brother?
No slide rogan, exactly.
No slide rogan going up to the Cape, eh?
Exactly, brother. Close shop.
But anyway, I'll continue. This coronavirus is a good thing to look at now because of some of us in the north, we sometimes can get arrogant. Oh, we didn't lose our culture and all this stuff and all that stuff. But not like the people down the south, but down the south, as the coronavirus shows, it's the first impact people that things happen, like the coronavirus to people down south. And because of what happened to people down south, we make the necessary adjustment up north. Yeah? And it's the same with culture, but what happened to the first if you've got people down south, and again with AMP, Cape York, brother, AMP, this coronavirus shows again that laws or legislation and rules are made for the collective good of most people instead of just a few, brother. And
sure.
Yeah, I know that. I think I came in with we made that AMP because it's the best interest of the most people, brother, and I really like that.
Yes.
I want to catch up with that good Jaden Thorn, Jaden Thorn, brother. My opinion about Jaden Thorn, when they caught him up in the Cape there, when he was going over to fight over there in the Middle East. My thing about that, brother, that Muslim going over there and fighting, they don't stop the Israelis from going over there and fighting for Israel, brother. Any Jewish people, any other people go over there and fight for Israel. And when you look at what Jaden Thorn, or Jordan Thorn, I think of what he's done, and you look at what happened over at the naval stockyard of base over the wharf over in Portsmouth, and there was a woman who had loaded up a car with a petrol bomb, and I thought it was much more worse than Swanwallah, their brother, they were going over to fight, but they couldn't deport him because of his sovereignty, his Aboriginality, brother.
Mm.
And that was good. And my take on sorry, I forgot your name, sister there.
Bernice Kelly, yeah.
Like what you first started talking about, the
Indu card, yeah, that's right.
And I thought about it because of International Women's Week, and on the NRTV they had four women, and they had Afro Shane, and the other women there, and what Afro Shane said was anger is good, and I like what, like when you said being in a bonnet for Bernice, and I think about that when people have a butterfly in their stomach, and I think you said you can make the butterfly make them fly in a set form, I think you said, in a set way of flying. I'd say with that bee, you know, you could have control of the bee outfly, and I thought with women now, I think they get more balls than men, and how they speak up. But one of the things about the anger, if you mind, when I was in the men's group on Palm Island, and one brother, I'll call his name, passed away, and I'm like best price, and you know, our people are not nobody, and it was wrong. I don't know that sector, but it was wrong to call people that passed away, call their name. But I can see a point that people that passed away, our people are not nobody. The brother Norris Daphne said something there, the men's group, and I thought about it, and I thought about the women that do get anger, and you know, and that's what we should learn. You know, blokes, we can learn from what Brother Norris said. He said, you can bang a nail in, and you can stick the nail in gently when you're giving your point across. And I like that. And for Bernice to speak as she spoke, and very articulate.
Yeah, sure.
I like Bernice, I like Marindu, and I like Gracian, because I like them, because they can string all them big words together. And a lot of blokes like me, we just... it's a little words like and two and some.
But you get the message across. You don't need to use the big words to talk in this program, brother.
Control, it's a matter of anger, but you can control of anger, and I love that as a man, brother.
Beautiful.
Okay, brother, thank you very much.
Thank you, Selwyn. Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there. Selwyn crossing over to all different topics of subject. He listens up very carefully, and he likes to add to the conversation on the topics that are brought to you, Mob, through this deadly vehicle, National Talk Black. You can have your say by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. We've got about 15 minutes left on the program. The program is a one-hour program based here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, and that's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and that's 11 a.m. to 12 noon Queensland time, one-hour program. We're going to catch up now, have a yarn with Sylvie on the line. Sylvie, good morning.
Kaya Kwab Kadala Nuni. Greetings, good today, brother.
Beautiful, lovely. My sister, how are you, Sylvia?
First of all, shout out to Selwyn, and Aboriginal languages has big words. Really big words.
Yes, exactly.
Some beautiful big words with great big profound meanings in it.
As long as we're communicating, that's the most important thing, isn't it?
Yes, because it's like a song when you listen to people speak, really communicating and healing your heart.
Mm. How are you travelling in this climate, this new world we're living in at the moment, Sylvia?
Well, the spirits have been making me practice living in isolation a long time, living in the bush and without much money and caring for the bush, so...
Nothing new for you.
It's not, and I'm lucky I can look at the trees. But what I phoned for today, you know my daughter who goes off on the streets every so often?
Yes.
She went off a month ago, and I managed to find her and bring her back home, and she went off again last night, so I'm hoping we can do a big shout-out to her.
Yes, and sorry, her name again, please, sorry?
I'm hoping we can do a big shout-out for Rachel.
Yeah, sorry, her name. What's her name again, sorry?
Rachel,
thank you, yes.
Rachel, to come back home and, not to feel bad about things. She can't help it. She was born with that, FASD, and so, she can't help those hormones going crazy inside of her every so often.
Sure.
You know, so, and that's...
And she's one of the vulnerable ones we need to think about, and at this time,
they all of our people are vulnerable. We've got to be careful about.
Lost you there. You there?
Yes, I'm here, Sylvia. Yes, I have to be careful about the flu.
Yeah, I know. Just you probably moved or something. You sounded very hazy there.
Yes, it's gone hazy, but I haven't moved.
All right. Try calling me back, sister. There's some stuff coming through there. We'll try and get Sylvia back. She's just calling from WA. We're on the regular callers here on daily program National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Try and get Sylvia back, but you can add to the conversation. We've got 13 minutes left on the program, and of course the conversation has been about the COVID-19 and the world that we're living in at the moment, and constantly putting across the airways about washing your hands constantly and coughing into your arm or your sleeve and 1.5 meters away from each other. So do what you need to do to keep safe, your mob. I'll try again with Sylvia. You there, Sylvia?
Yes, it's
that's better
again.
That's better.
I
yes.
I haven't moved, and it's a landline, so it
okay.
Didn't go.
Oh, yeah, you all can't move a landline. All right, so thank you. Yeah, so yeah, it's about looking out for each other in this this climate that we're living in at the moment, you know, and we all need to be patient and need to be caring, and our spirit's got to be intact by helping others. And I think that's the best exercise for your heart is when you bend down and lift somebody up. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Well, that's our culture, isn't it?
It is.
That's the law of this land, you know, the law, the ancient wise, ancient law that goes right back in Bruce Pascoe's research over 120,000 years. But we know it goes right the way back to Pangaea. And there's art and language evidence to support that.
Very much so.
We have always walked this land. That's why the spirit's so strong in this land, because of her, the love of her people and caring for each other and the land.
Very much.
But it's there in the totems. It's in everything. When you think about it, completely egalitarian. No ageism, no sexism. None of it. Real respect for each other. Real respecting the differences in each other.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, I always said that life is simple, people complicate it.
Well, I don't think the colonials, I use the word colonials and white people because, you know, there's white, there's many fairs, you know, we have all the shades of black.
You're sure?
Very light black suit, very dark black.
Tan, brother.
We have all those shades of black in our indigenous nations. So I'm learning to use the word colonials, and they have definitely wrought havoc all over this earth with their invasions and city buildings. So, we need to bring it back to culture,
need to bring it back to the humane thing to do.
Well, the earth gives us so much, you know, the animals, you know, how they communicate, and if we listen, they communicate with us, it all gives us so much.
Well, speaking of animals, I read there that need to be careful because this COVID-19 could also affect our beautiful great apes.
Yes.
Which are cousins to the humans.
I believe because colonial world is back to front anyway, the people who do all the important work are either volunteers or poorly paid, and the people that do the feudal model, you know, that's the king and queen privileging model, imperialism, are highly paid. The ones, the parasites that sit around and talk and exploit and privilege themselves, are all highly paid with big expense accounts, you know, and they've merely swapped the name from Lloyd and Lord and what do they call it, Lord Marchioness, and all those different titles into now we've got ministers and prime ministers and lawyers and barristers and, you know, all
the professionals,
all CEOs and all those different titles. Whereas when we had our culture, everyone's important. Everyone is.
Exactly.
And everybody needs the same food. Everybody needs the same health. Everyone needs the same education.
We all play an important role to make life easy for all involved.
Makes it more than easy, Trevor. It makes it...
Harmony.
It's the hope. Yes, it's the harmony. It's the joy. It's the joy. You know, it's just that they said people, other writings, how people used to sing as they gathered the food.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You know, there was just that, you know, the band wouldn't have been singing.
Peaceful atmosphere, living in that.
Yes, yeah.
Powerful, yeah. Powerful. They said there's three types of people. One, those who make things happen, those who watch things happen, and those who, hey, what happened? Which one are you? Which one are you? That's the question.
Well, what I'm still doing as much as possible each time I learn and listen. And the messages come many, many different ways. Like today, I was phoning up the police and phoning up friends, and I suddenly thought, oh, I'll phone up you, and I hadn't had the radio on, and there on the radio, you had the song about the importance of families.
Yeah, exactly. Families.
Families.
Warren H. Williams, too beautiful.
And we are one family. We are family.
Mm.
All of us.
It brings it back into perspective, doesn't it?
Yes, you know, if we can. And that's for the colonials. They need to learn that, to live in our world, in our family. So they won't need to have expensive clothes, exploiting animals, no cruelty to animals in China. Anyhow, going back to what you said before, I believe we're giving the viruses to the animals and they're coming back to us that way.
Mm.
People throw their old food out to animals.
Yes, okay.
You know, and we're one of the most contagious things there are.
Yep, okay, rightio. So we're passing on our disease, our germs to the animals.
Yes, and look, the Tasmania tiger has a terrible cancer. The koala has diseases. I think it has thrush.
Mm.
The koala has thrush or something, one of those. So not only is the world just completely contaminated for them, hardly any real good, strong natural habitat, again, still. Mm. I think, because that's what's, you know, we wouldn't have all these viruses if they didn't keep on building cities and destroying the natural habitat.
Mm.
People didn't need so much stuff.
True too. I've got to keep moving, my sister, but thank you for your yarn.
Thank you very much. I haven't learnt. Thank you. Can't remember that. Anyhow, Mudish Nuni.
Young brother.
Solid
beautiful.
Brother.
You take care, my sister. All the best, Sylvia.
And Solwyn, Mudish Nuni.
Mudish Nuni. Soul brother. Beautiful. That's Sylvia calling from WA here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We're coming to the close of the daily program, National Talk Black, a one-hour program, and we're housed at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can have your say by calling us on that number, 1-800-422-416. But you may have to do that tomorrow, you mob, because Murray about to sign off. But 24-7, text us, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. And if you go on the Facebook page and also web page, you can see all our beautiful shots and our yarns. And also we've got a podcaster as well, and catch up with all the daily yarns we have here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. Listen, you mob, take care of yourself. Constantly wash your hands. Cough into your arms, your sleeves. Use tissue. Disregard the tissue when you finish with it. 1.5 metres away from each other. Stay at home if you don't need to be going anywhere. If you're not at work and very sad, we got laid off. Also with the Centrelink, you can do stuff online now, and you don't have to go down and line up, is the statement made on today's show. You don't have to go down and line up, just go online, find your MyGov, and answer three quick questions, and then they'll get back in touch with you regarding your funny, your money, your finances. But stay safe, your mob, look after each other, and also respect our elders, and also disabled people as well. Check on your neighbours, what we're saying, and we'll be talking soon on this daily program, National Talk Black. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
wishing. Pitch up the spot on the beach as the tide rushes on in.
So glad we're going fishing,
just a fish for a bite to eat.
She's mine.